Good afternoon. Thank you for having me today. My name is Mariana Souza, and I will present a paper entitled The Partnership Between Art and Medicine in Portugal, the Anatomical Drawing Collection of the University of Lisbon, also authored by Professors Lia Lucas Neto and Alice Nogueira from the Faculty of Fine Arts and Medicine of the University of Lisbon. The learning of anatomical knowledge in European artistic education became a recurrent practice since the Renaissance, with the creation of the Italian and French academies, allowing scientific education for the understanding of the human body for its correct representation in representations in artistic production. In Lisbon, the Royal Academy of Fine Arts and the Medical Surgical School formed a partnership for the teaching of anatomy. These classes taught simultaneously to students from both schools allowed several generations of artists to have a more scientific and accurate knowledge from the observation and representation of natural models, such as muscles, bones, or cadavers, with total plastic freedom. These classes were the beginning of the creation of two anatomical drawing collections dating from the 1840s to the 1950s, belonging to both institutions. Today, the Faculty of Medicine, with more than 2,400 drawings, and the Faculty of Fine Arts of Lisbon, with 85 drawings. These collections include works by some of the main Portuguese artists from the 20th century, donated to the school to their quality and scientific rigor. The lack of information about this discipline shows the historical, scientific, and artistic gap associated with their study. These impressive collections, characterized by the union of science and art, lead to a collaboration between institutions and to a doctoral grant to their study, preservation, and dissemination. This project, called Between Fine Arts and Medicine, is at the beginning with only 1 year of research. However, I will present its main goals and the first results. We will contribute to the knowledge and protection of this heritage with measures to promote their musealization and accessibility in a new partnership between the two fields of knowledge. The work plan is organized in four parts. The first one, anatomy and artistic teaching. The second, brief history of the Medical Surgical School of Lisbon. The third, preservation of the collections, and the fourth, musealization and promotion. The first part of the project will be based on the bibliography and historical archive study to try to understand the importance of anatomy in the European art since the Renaissance, with a brief approach of the work of Vesalius, Leonardo da Vinci, Francisco de Holanda, and Dürer. Passing to the Portuguese case with the partnership between the two schools, we will survey the documents in the historical archives of the two schools, such as the study of education reforms and discipline programs. We will also study the documentation related to the correspondence between the professors and the requested exercises. With this, we can understand how art and medicine help each other. From there, we'll analyze the two collections with the division of the collection by themes, the inventory, and the identification of students and professors. The second chapter will be about the history of the Medical Surgical School and the Anatomy Institute. We intend to understand the partnership between institutions, the discipline of anatomy, and the path that students, teachers, and collections have taken. We will also study the archives of the Faculty of Medicine with documents referring to the discipline and the use of anatomical drawings in the medicine teaching. In the third part, we'll continue the tasks of the preservation and storage of the collection, mark all drawings with the inventory number, and develop a risk analysis, an analysis of state of conservation and the existing pathologies. The implementation of conservation measures will be based on the current conditions of the facilities and the available financial and human resources. This process will allow the scanning and informatization of each drawing. Finally, for the musealization, and dissemination, we propose to create a virtual gallery dedicated to the two collections of anatomical drawing of the University of Lisbon, where information about each drawing will be available. With the support of the University of Lisbon and the new technologies, we will be able to exhibit the collections in a cheaper way and ensure they safeguard at the same time. We intend to make known this heritage representative of the history of the teaching of anatomy in Portugal and on a platform where the works can be seen as finished from a perspective of scientific representation and has a complementary learning exercises for the representation of the human body in artistic compositions. We began the chronological and historical constitution of anatomy teaching based on a pedagogical, political, social, scientific and artistic characterization. The Portuguese Academies of Fine Art were founded in the 1836 to qualify the artistic education in Portugal. During the 19th and the 20th century, the teaching at the academy was more practical with the few theoretical notions in an academic teaching. The teaching of anatomy was primarily done by artists and not by doctors, with some notions of anatomy applied to drawing, included in the drawing classes. Since 1837, we can find several requests made by surgeons who offered to teach anatomy free of charge at the academy, but these requests were never approved. The artistic teaching was criticized on several occasions with the lack of theoretical knowledge, specifically anatomy, and practical teaching connected only with the copying and of classical sculptures. It was just in 1865, with the partnership between the Medical Surgical School and Lisbon's Royal Academy of Fine Arts, that the discipline of anatomy began to be taught by doctors and not in an independent discipline, more than 30 years after the beginning of the academy. The doctors José Maria Alves Branco and José Serrano were the first two professors, and they taught anatomy at the Hospital São José in Lisbon. The doctor and professor Henrique Vilhena taught anatomy at the academy from 1905 for 33 years. It was during these years that the productivity and quality of these classes increased and the Faculty of Medicine collection began. We will continue the study of the teaching until the 1950s, the decade in which our collection ends. The first type of exercises requested were copies of classical sculptures with the skinning exercise, moving on to illustrations made from the observation of natural models in the medical surgical school. Curiously, this type of exercise of copying and skinning sculptures is still carried out today in the Faculty of Fine Arts in Lisbon, as requested in the 19th century. Regarding the manuals to support teaching, we know that Cloquet del Medico treatise was one of the options and that the professors at the academy worked on making a Portuguese manual. We are developing the inventory and cataloging of the Anatomy Institute collection. So far, more than 2,000 drawings of the human body have been identified, photographed, and cataloged with information such as themes, dimensions, and inventory number. We have already inventoried over than 400 drawings with all information in Excel to make it possible to do the future migration of data to the platform indicated for the collection management and virtual gallery. The development of this project will bring together professionals from different fields, allowing them to respond to the challenges of these multidisciplinary collections, namely the identification of the anatomical elements represented in each drawing, such as muscles, bones, or corpse, with more superficial tissue, organs, or viscera. We found this amazing collection in poor condition and storage, with drawings in contact with several harmful agents and damages. The drawings had had several problems, such as insects, fungus, and dirt. We characterized the state of conservation and pathologies. Next, we'll start the risk analysis. The cardboard folders where the collection was kept were replaced by acid-free cardboard folders with a sheet of acid-free tracing paper between each drawing to minimize future damage caused by contacts between acidic materials and dirt. We removed the degraded supports and materials like tape and staples. Now we are waiting for the purchase of the cabinet to store all the drawings where we can put QR codes with the cataloging. For the materialization and dissemination, we intend to propose a virtual gallery dedicated to the collections. This kind of platform can be expensive and up disappearing to the non-payments or updates. We have this experience from a previous promotion attempts of collections from the University of Lisbon, but over time they ceased. This happened with the virtual gallery, Vitral Museum of the Faculty of Fine Arts of Lisbon, where we find the anatomical drawings included in old drawing collection from the school. The website is still works, but there are several features that no longer exist. That's why we thought in two alternatives. One is using a platform already used of the University of Lisbon, such as the online archive, or we apply to a national or international financing to support the dissemination of this heritage. The characterization of the partnership between the Royal Academy of Fine Arts and Medical School, Surgical School is one of the main parts of the project. We started the research in the Anatomy Institute archive and found several scientific articles published in the 30s and 40s, illustrated with drawings from our anatomical drawing collection. This proves the support that art gave to medicine teaching and scientific development. The drawings were also displayed on the walls of the medical school, selected for their quality and scientific rigor. We had the opportunity to speak with a former designer and doctor, Dr. Gollard, who told us that even in the 60s, when he was drawing for the Anatomy Institute, photography did not replace drawing, because drawing was more didactic, with the possibility of manipulating and highlighting some regions of the models. The investigation made it possible to start telling the anatomy history, the partnership between the institutions, the pedagogical progress, and the importance of the discipline. From a set of tasks to be carried out in the two schools, we'll be able to know this heritage and to understand the relationship between art and anatomy, how they support and complement each other, and guarantee the safeguarding of the collections. Right now, we can already say that awareness of the importance of anatomical knowledge for Portuguese artistic production emerged during the 19th century with the volunteer contribution of several surgeons who proposed to teach anatomy free of charge to students of fine arts even before the discipline became official in the academy. The development of this investigation in the last year allow us to complete several goals, such as defining how art has affected and supported medicine and national scientific research. Our project will be important to encourage new investigations of other collections from the Faculty of Medicine, such as the collection of skins with tattoos. It is our responsibility to make this collection known with respect and humanity, as our models and raw materials were given to us with generosity and kindness by the people who offered their bodies so that we could study and evolve. So all our work is based on image, and to understand this project is important to see the richness and the beauty of the collection. I have a short video. I would like to apologize for the poor edition quality.